Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. We're going to talk about dates today. I haven't been on a date in years. You know? How about you? Still thinking about them, dreaming about them. No, you're talking about some other date. A date tree, for instance.
A date palm.
A date palm. Dates are very sweet fruit.
They are. I got very interested again in dates fairly recently when Dorothy and I visited a date farm and a restaurant that specialized in date cookery in Southern California in the town of Indio.
Indio.
Great date growing area. California provides us with about 90% of the dates grown in this country. Now, dates are also grown in Arizona and some other areas, but Southern California is the place for dates. They have so many different kinds. Medjool, they're very succulent dates. They're wonderful to eat out of hand. And then they have the Deglet Noor. You eat them dried, but they're succulent. Because my mom has an Iraqi background and we lived with my granny for so many years in Shanghai while I was growing up, I grew to love dates because granny would make all kinds of pastries with date fillings in them. But I like to eat dates. One of the things that I learned about dates, too, is that you don't always have to make something sweet with it.
Oh.
At this restaurant that we ate at in Indio, we ordered an appetizer. It was date, walnut on the inside, and then it had bacon on the outside. It was delicious. So dates and bacon go together really, really well. Because dates are so sweet, John, I was wondering, can I start working with recipes and cutting back on added sugar because dates have so much sugar?
Yeah.
So I started with a favorite scone recipe.
Uh-huh.
Ordinarily, I would put in, if I had no dates, about a third of a cup of sugar for 8 scones, which is a fair amount.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I thought, well, why should I put in dried currants or dried cranberries or dried apricots or anything like that into my scones?
Yeah,
I do like to have the dried fruit.
Yeah, I do too.
What if I replaced them with the same amount of cut up dates?
Okay.
I had medjool and I said, I'm going to see if I can reduce the sugar in the actual dough itself from a third of a cup.
Yeah.
Which is 5 1/3 tablespoons. It's 5 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon. Why don't I try doing 2 tablespoons?
2 tablespoons
of sugar. And this would be for 8 scones. I did that, and it was terrific. The scones were certainly sweet because of
the dates.
And the dates, they've got fiber, they've got vitamins, they've got all kinds of things. You could live on dates, practically.
But then you discovered date sugar.
Yes, you can use date sugar. You can use much less of it.
Yes.
In recipes. So I also made some date bars. Now, the recipe called for 1 pound of dates cooked in 1.5 cups of water, and then it had 1/4 cup of sugar. And I'm saying, why would I need sugar? No, you don't. Cook the dates in the water.
Yes.
You don't need the sugar. For the crumb mixture, it called for 1 cup of butter and then 1 cup of brown sugar. I didn't have the date sugar really handy, so I cut it back to 1/2 cup of demerara sugar, which is a granular brown sugar. It doesn't have that moistness. And then I creamed that with the butter and added vanilla in there. Vanilla accentuates sweetness. The oatmeal, the recipe also said 1 3/4 cups of flour. And so I thought, okay, why don't I put in 3/4 cup whole wheat flour and 1 cup of regular all-purpose flour? Worked like a charm. This batch of date bars, which tastes terrific and makes a 13x9 pan, had no sugar added in the filling. And it had only 1/2 cup of sugar in the crumb mixture. So that's 8 tablespoons. And if you cut that into 36 bars, it's a fraction of a teaspoon. We all need
Don't
to
eat
just,
the whole thing.
We all need to pay attention. Now, there's some recipes you're not going to be able to do that to.
But, Greg, you're overlooking the fact that it tastes so good that I would just devour the whole pan.
Yes, I know you would.
So you gotta cut back. You got to hold back, folks.
I mean, everything in moderation, including moderation, John.
Yes. And don't forget to come around next week for
The Food Guys.